Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Fraîche, le spécialiste des produits frais. T'as vu? Il y a un nouveau magasin Fraîche à Redon.
Oui, à nous les produits de saison bien frais et les petits prix chaque jour. Et jusqu'à samedi, le kilo de courge butternut est à 79 centimes.
79 centimes le kilo de courge butternut? Ok, on fonce. Fruits, légumes, viande, poisson, fromage, traiteur. Fraîche, à Redon.
Ou 1,29€ le kilo si coupé. Origine France. Pour votre santé, limitez les aliments gras, salés, sucrés.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into hour two of the Adam Carriker Show. All right, it's time to talk some Nebraska football. Real quick before we do that, we did have one textual. I agree with this 1,000%, but go ahead, Jackson.
Yeah, unknown texter 8985 says, I don't think Notre Dame should host any playoff games until they join a conference.
Join a freaking conference.
Join a conference. Come on, now.
I agree. All right. I do recognize that some people might like the 5-11 model just because it's simpler and it's not as confusing as, you know, what I was explaining. So yeah. I do understand. I do get that. Okay. NBA Finals, real quick, starts this week. If you didn't know, now you know. Indiana versus OKC, game one. NBA Finals this Thursday, June 5th in Oklahoma City. And I have this whole thing from Paul Feinbaum, but we dedicated the whole first hour to the CFP, so I'm not going to keep going. But basically, I'll just read you the headline. Paul Feinbaum sends plea to college football conferences not named Big Ten and SEC, and I quote, join us or not, end quote. That is their attitude. If you didn't know, there's a whole thing below, but I'm not going to go through all that. So let's move on to some Nebraska football. All right. What anonymous Big Ten coaches said about Nebraska football. Matt Rhule for the 2025 season. Now, all right, Nebraska football is heading into a massive year three of the Matt Rhule era. At Rhule's two previous stops, his programs took a giant leap in the third season with both Temple and Baylor, as we know, reaching double-figure win totals. Husker fans have seen a lot of changes this offseason to players, to the roster, to staff, to coaches. All right, a lot of things happening in Lincoln. It's hard not to be optimistic about them, what you see anyways. All right. And I quote, expectations are building here, but I think this group can meet them, end quote. That's what one Big Ten anonymous coach said about Nebraska. Another one said, putting Dana Holgorsen in his OC is a great move for Matt Rhule. It'll create a lot of advantages for Dylan Raiola in that offense, end quote. Another coach said, the DC change won't really affect what they do schematically. They're still going to run a 3-3-5 defense, end quote. It's labeled a 3-3-5. It's really a multiple. I mean, they got four guys down sometimes. They got three guys down sometimes. And I'm curious to see what they do this year. I mean, Ty's gone. Nash is gone. Even the third starter from last year, Jamari, is gone. So they got all new starters. So I'm curious, do they put a fourth guy down more often? Or do they stay 3-3-5? They got a ton of athletic guys in that second level. Willis McGahee, Vincent Shavers. I mean, Marcus Watson Trent is an experienced tackling machine. You got Dawson McCullough. You got all these guys. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with them. I don't know. But I'm just going to say what I would do is I'd be stunting these D linemen everywhere, and I'd be blitzing from all over the place and getting those athletic, speedy guys penetrating into the backfield and causing mayhem. Now, you got to be smart about it, because anytime you do that, you leave yourself susceptible to big plays in the back end. But I would absolutely, like, I'd be bringing anywhere from four to five guys. Well, four is pretty typical. I'd be bringing like five guys like every snap, unless it's like third and 20, then I might mix it up a little bit, and possibly six quite a bit. You've just got such athletic guys that can get downhill and blitz and get into the backfield quickly. Now, if the D-line has shown throughout the spring and throughout fall camp, they can take on double teams and they could hold up at the point of contact, then you don't have to do this as much. I'm just sitting here saying, I don't know. I don't know if they've shown that in practice. I don't know if they haven't. And frankly, if they show it in practice, then you wonder about the offensive line. And if they don't show it in practice, the offensive line is doing great, but what about the D-line? Like, you don't know when you're going against yourself, because maybe one unit's really strong, maybe one unit's average, but they can look different in practice based on how strong the unit is that they're going against, whether it's D-line versus O-line, O-line versus D-line. You don't really know until you go against other teams. But man, I'm just an attacking style of individual. I just am. You know, anytime I've coached basketball, we go on press. Anytime I've coached football, we're going blitz. Anytime I've coached baseball, softball, we're going to run and we're going to steal. That's just how it is. I'd almost rather lose being aggressive almost than win being conservative. Almost. And with kids, I'd rather just be aggressive. Let the chips fall where they may, even all the way up through eighth grade in high school. So we'll see what happens there. All right. And I quote, they need a big play receiver to step up. Otherwise, I think they're more talented on paper than the Nebraska roster has been in years. I'm going to repeat that. I think they're more talented on paper than the Nebraska roster has been in years. Now, there's more to that quote, but I'm going to pause right there. When you hear that, Jackson, from an anonymous Big Ten coach, what do you think?
It's really, really awesome to hear. Smile from ear to ear. And I agree with him. I completely agree with him. But it's great to hear that coming from another Big Ten coach. It's a fact. That's a fact. The roster is unequivocally more like deeply and just talented than it's been in years. I mean, oh man, yeah. That just hype me up. What is it? Is it August yet?
It's not getting here fast enough.
Come on,
I love it. Yeah, I love it. So. And there's more to that.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
But I'll get to it in a second. When you look... And I've talked about this before. You look at the second level of defense. This might be the most athletic linebacker core we've had 20 plus years. That's not a shot at anybody who's played in the past 20 plus years. That it doesn't mean they're better. We got to find out if they're better. But as far as pure athleticism, when you do a smoke show race at the Husker games and your two finalists are Willis McGahee, who's a linebacker, and Ja'Cory Barney, that tells you how athletic your linebacker core is. Ja'Cory Barney won, by the way. The second level of this defense is ton of athletes. The third level, some question marks there just based on how things went last year. I do expect them to be better this year. Ton of experience. Up front, you'll look at the linemen, guys like Keona Davis and then some of these other guys. You'll look at them. They look good. They look good. How do they play on the field now that they're going to be in and day out, down in and down out? We don't know yet. Every team's got question marks. We're no different. You look at they talk just about talent on paper. This is as talented on paper of a defense as a whole as we've had in a while. Especially if you look straight at athleticism at certain spots. Offensively, this is as talented a wide receiver room as we've had in a while. I think there's a lot of potential at the tight end spot from Harburg to Nelson. Mark McWay gets forgot about. One of the top tight ends in the country when he came out, went to LSU. Unfortunately, hurt his knee. He's had a full year to recover. He's going to be back. Obviously, you got Lindenmeyer, who's just a workhorse. We'll see what happens there. There's a lot of excitement in my eyes about what is Holgorsen going to do with certain guys. How is he going to move them around, again, like chess pieces? Emma Johnson, a running back, Quentin Ives. They've talked about Quentin Ives randomly more than any other player that I can remember since Matt Rhule got here for years. Now we're going to get a chance to see what he can do. We know what Emmett can do. He's going to get the chance to be the guy. The only question I have is who's behind those two? Who steps up? I mean, you want to talk about talent. Dylan's as talented a quarterback as there is in the country. So when you look at talent, they're right. Talent on this roster on paper. All right, here's the rest of the quote. The expectations are that they break out and finally compete among the top level teams in the league. That might not happen, but I think it's realistic to expect a better bowl destination and more wins, and Dylan to get more national spotlight. End quote. Got one more quote here. You know what? Before I go to that last quote, everything he said is correct. Everything he said is on par. I'm going to come back to this part, though. The expectations... Is my mic still working, or is it just my headphones going out?
It's got to be your headphones.
All right. Sometimes it's better if people can't hear me anyway. So the expectations are that they break out and finally compete among the top level teams in the league. I agree with that to a degree. Like for me, if we get 8 wins, which is not elite or a jump, a year 3 jump, by the way, that would be great. I'm not saying I don't want that. I'm just saying I'm not expecting it. If we get 8 wins, we're going in the right direction. I'll take it. If we get 9, obviously that's a jump. Obviously I'd be happy with that. I do think we can compete with those teams. Again, we were ahead of Ohio State with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Columbus last year. So we've shown we can compete. The question is, can we close out those games? Again, I'd be happy with 8-4. Anything under 8-4, we're not still going in the right direction. We got to keep going in the right direction. Anything above 8-4, dude, give me the Kool-Aid. I'll start drinking it now. Is it August yet? Just like Jackson said. But to follow up on the end of this quote, but I think it's realistic. Okay, that might not happen as far as competing with those teams. We'll see. We'll see. The potential is there. We'll see what happens. But I think it's realistic to expect a better bowl destination and more wins. Bam, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Better bowl destination, more wins. I'm not saying we can't make the CFP. I'm not saying we can't win 9-plus games. I got to see it happen. My expectations, at least 8. At least 8 wins. He also says, and Dylan Raiola will get more spotlight. If we're doing well, winning more games, he's the quarterback. That's obviously going to come with it. All right, last quote before we head to break. Matt knows how to do this, and they're heading in the right direction, end quote. I mean, I could just repeat it, and that would be my thoughts on it. So I will. Matt knows how to do this, and they're headed in the right direction. I'm just going to end on that. You got anything to add before we head to break, Jackson?
That seems like an Iowa thing to say.
What does that mean?
Because it's like, it's not, I don't want to talk that good about Nebraska, but like, you got a good head coach.
Yep.
But I'm not going to say that you're good.
Well, we have to show it, though, in fairness. We got to actually show it.
Yeah, no.
I got to see it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But yeah, you can see the differences in coaches here. Like, some are like, yeah, super talented, like just being like kind of transparent. And then you got, they got a good guy.
Oh, you think that was Kirk Ferentz, maybe?
It's just, they got a good guy. No, I mean, I'm not going to say that that's Kirk Ferentz. It's just,
you're speculating.
I like to jab at Iowa.
Speculating.
Any chance I get, I got a sticker on my computer that says Iowa has bad corn. So like, come on. Now.
That's so funny. I was going to say, is Kirk sitting there eating his bad corn?
Yeah, come on.
Talking about Matt.
So I'm like, yeah, Matt Rule's a good head coach.
I would never take a jab at Iowa.
No.
I forgot my nickname for Texas. Why'd I forget? Gag Me You. I would never take a shot at Iowa or Gag Me You. I would never do that. It's not my style, Jackson. You know that, right?
No, yeah, come on. Man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.